The 2011-2012 school year was an eventful year for policy change at Ohio University. In 2012, the Student Senate and Graduate Student Senate passed a resolution that made Ohio one of the 4,100 universities around the country to have trans health care included in their student health care plans, according to Campus Pride. Earlier that school year, Dr. Jane Balbo began working at Campus Care as a primary care physician.
I was invited to a panel about trans people and access and issues at Ohio University. And that was where I learned about the change in the insurance. And one of the panelists, who was a trans man who has since graduated from OU, invited me to come be on the panel and talk about what Campus Care offered. And I said, well, we don't offer anything.
The new policy went into effect in the fall of 2012. And Campus Care began offering services like hormone replacement therapy to patients who were interested in altering their sex characteristics. What at first seemed like a highly specialized form of care quickly turned into just another day in the life of Campus Care.
And that has sort of been my mantra in this whole process of learning and then trying to teach others how to do this. It's not rocket science. It's way simpler than a lot of other things we do as primary care physicians.
Ohio Campus Care uses informed consent when assessing individuals who want to medically transition, start taking hormones, or who are considering surgery. For patients, this means less waiting and more attention to what resources are available for their specific needs. The simple treatment allows the healthcare providers to assist their patients, not act as gatekeepers to the basic necessities they require.
At the first visit, we interview them. We find out about their gender experience. What is their gender experience? What do they understand about hormones? What do they want? Because some trans folks do not want to transition medically. They just want to have a care provider who respects and acknowledges their gender identity.
Tiffany Anderson, a transgender student at Ohio University, is just one of the many students who have taken advantage of the resources available at Campus Care.
It's a lot smoother and a lot quicker here than it is back home. Because at Hudson, I can basically schedule an appointment with one of the doctors who works with a lot of trans individuals. And so I basically schedule an appointment with her, and I usually see her within like the next week or two. And especially when I was trying to get my hormones, she kind of went step by step with me about what to expect. Made sure that this was something that I wanted to do, and just made sure that health-wise, taking hormones wouldn't pose any extra risk. Whereas back home, I try to schedule appointments to start estrogen a month or two before coming back here, and the doctor still hasn't called me back at all. So that is one thing I will say, is that when it comes to like Hudson, they're really, at least in my experience, they've been very good.
Dr. Balbo also encourages her patients to find therapy or support groups for other mental or emotional issues they may face during their transition. Ohio University's stride to make sure transgender inclusion reaches beyond the walls of Hudson Health Center is not going unnoticed by students.
I was actually pretty surprised that you have the healthcare and the preferred pronoun policy, because that's something I was kind of new to. Because prior to coming here, I just assumed that you would have to like talk to your professors individually. But now the way it's set up, you can just go and change your name and put your preferred pronouns in the student center. So that made it really easy for me.
It's easy to look at the resources available for Ohio University students and assume that Dr. Balbo is a specialist on transgender medicine. But she is the first to admit that she is just a professional who wants to provide the best care possible for all of her patients, regardless of how they identify.
I do not consider myself to be a person who can speak on behalf of trans folks. I am an ally for trans folks. And I think it's really important that people don't ever assume that I speak for trans people. I speak for medical providers who want to be and who try to be trans competent. I am not perfect. I have said and done things during visits that I learned from my patients were inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And I have grown from those experiences.
Dr. Balbo and Ohio University are serving as a guide for other college campuses by creating a more inclusionary experience for all Bobcats. After all, an open mind and a willingness to listen are all that doctors need to treat patients who identify as transgender. For The Outlet, I'm Mallory Golsky.